Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Dirty After Dark. I'm your boy, J. Flizzle J. Floyd. So for the next hour, I'm going to give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. Hey, I'm back. Just because I love this song, I got to play this some more. The return of the Mac. It feels so good to be back, only on that 924 network, your boy J. Fuzzle J. Floyd. It feels good, family. It feels so good to be back. Hey, I feel good. I had, you know, every superhero has to have his own theme song. I'm not saying I'm going to make that my theme song, but every superhero has to have one. But anyway, I feel good, as you can tell. I miss you. I miss all my friends, my family, and especially my freaks on this wonderful, I think it's the 53rd episode of Dirty After Dark featuring your boy J. Fizzle J. Floyd. It has just been a blast. I tell you, I have been around the world, and I can't find my baby. You see, you got me singing here. You got me singing on the 924 Network. I'm feeling good, family. I'm feeling really good. I have been missing you. I've been gone. It feels so good to be back on the radio. It feels so good. So everybody's asking, well, where the hell was I? Well, when I'm not, you know, being Captain Save-A-Ho and saving the world and making it a greater place for everybody, when I'm not doing this, my hobby, my love, my passion is being on the radio and talking to everybody and just giving that rough, rugged, and raw. I do have a full-time gig working for government, and it allows me to do some traveling. So over the past month and a half, I have been to, about a half a dozen places. I started off in Puerto Rico, ho, Puerto Rico, ho. Then I flipped over to Savannah. Then I hit Atlantic City, Miami, and I just came back from D.C. So I'm going to give you a rundown on my locations and the environment and the culture of the past five trips, which basically kept me from the ATL for the past month and a half now. So around April time frame, I was in I had the opportunity to go back to Puerto Rico on business, of course, but, you know, when you go into the beautiful, beautiful country of Puerto Rico, it's business, but you got to work in some pleasure. And a shout-out to all the folks there in San Juan, to all the folks there in Ponce, beautiful people, beautiful culture, beautiful food, beautiful weather. It was just out there gorgeous, and I'm just talking about the weather. We ain't even talking about the people. Drop that gorgeous for the for almost that 6-7 days I was there. Shout out to all the folks in the Marriott. Got to give them much love because it was amazing. It was amazing. The food was delicioso. It was just awesome. And for all my friends, my families and freaks who have never been to the Caribbean islands, y'all got to go. And to my ladies, you got to step up your game. I'm saying this, I'm giving you that rough, rugged, and raw. Y'all got to step up your game. And I mean that in the sense that, you know, when you go to Caribbean islands, you know, Barbados, Antigua, Aruba, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Bahamas, they're always the natives there. And, the natives are just who they are. They work there and they live there. And I notice, and I know I'm about to get called out, but I don't care because I've been gone for a while. So I'm there on business in a beautiful five-star hotel, and I do notice a lot of Americans coming in now because Puerto Rico, you don't need a passport. So you notice a lot of Americans coming in and out. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying Americans in general, when y'all come to a Caribbean island, don't be rude. Don't be arrogant. Don't be ignorant. And then step your game up. You know, damn, you know you're going to a Caribbean island. Don't be coming out there looking all nasty, looking all sloppy, looking all arrogant, got that feeling of entitlement. You know, you come there, show some class, have a good time, respect the culture, respect the people, spend money because you're helping the economy, have fun, and then bounce. You know, I was noticing a lot of men and women coming there being rude and arrogant, thinking they're entitled to things. And I'm like, you know, these folks, you know, it's unfortunate because Puerto Rico's been going through so much. Their economy is in the toilet, and tourism is their only, I repeat, their only source of some main income coming up in there. So show some, you know, I noticed a lot of American people were being arrogant and rude. And to all my ladies and my fellas, the Puerto Rican culture, you know, the men and women are freaking, they're attractive. Ladies, you may be the finest thing in Cleveland, Ohio. No disrespect to Cleveland, Ohio. Or you may be the finest thing in Muncie, Indiana. Was that Muncie? I think so. But when you come down to Puerto Rico, I don't care how fine you are. You're going to have to work. Brothers, you thinking just because you pulled all the women in Topeka, Kansas, you're going to come over there and make it happen in Puerto Rico? Next, not going to happen. So, you know, go there to have a good time, but then show some respect. You know, I've traveled abroad. I've traveled to different countries. And the first thing I try to do is adapt, learn, assimilate, and absorb the culture, absorb the people, absorb the environment. And then that way you'll really enjoy yourself. So that's my little traveling abroad public service announcement. Just go out there and have a good time. I know all my friends, families, and freaks are hitting it, going all around the Caribbean and all abroad. But just, you know, show a little respect. You know, be more open-minded towards the culture. Just because they don't have, you know, chicken and French fries at this particular spot don't mean you have to get all rude. You know, you're going to have a good time. You're on vacation. You know, step your game up. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, good and well, you're going to Aruba in 2 months. Hit the gym. Matter of fact, I was, and no disrespect, I was up in the gym damn near every day in Puerto Rico. Hell, you don't have to take off your shirt eventually, fellas. Ladies, you're going to have to, you know, show some skin eventually. But anyway, I digress. See, I'm having so much good time. I'm just balling. I'm just rolling right now. So after San Juan, the next stop was Savannah, Georgia. Love going to Savannah. I love the Riverwalk. Love being in downtown historic district of Savannah. Savannah is so rich, you know. Savannah, there's three places that I've been to that I find it kind of tells its own story. It's Savannah. It's Charleston, South Carolina, and it's New Orleans. And if y'all do your history, you definitely know why these three cities tell their own story, more or less. They are rich, rich in history, and they are rich, rich in culture. And Savannah is just the food, the environment. It was fun. It was great. Had a great time. You know, loved being on the Riverwalk, just watching the people watch and just, you know, exploring the city. And it still has the old Spanish moss hanging from the trees. And it's just, you know, all the different, you know, the cobblestone up there on the Riverwalks is a very, very wonderful place. So I encourage everybody to go and take a visit to Savannah if you get some time. So after that, your boy, Jay Flizzle, went back home. I went back home, and if y'all don't know, I went back to MIA because MIA is my home. So went back to Miami, and every time I go back to Miami, I'm amazed by the people. I'm amazed by the culture, the weather. Beautiful time. It didn't rain not one time while I was there. Got to see my famed Miami Heat play Toronto. Shout out to the Miami Heat, even though y'all didn't make it to the finals. Y'all still, you know, represented and got to the seventh game. Much love to them. Had a great time in Miami. It was hot. It was beautiful. A wonderful time. Was grilling. chilling, sipping, doing what I do. Didn't have a chance to see a lot of the fam while I was there, but I did have a chance to see a special someone in my life. I got to see my beautiful mom, may she rest in peace, and had a wonderful time speaking with her while I was there. Feels good to be in Miami. Can't wait to go back on some vacation to really see the fam. Spend some time with the knuckleheads down there and really get it in and just have a good time. So, before I even went down to Miami, my bad, I went to Atlantic City. This was in like early May. Went down to Atlantic City, and family, it was freezing, raining, and cold. The temperature probably didn't get past 50 degrees, 55 tops the entire time I was there. It was rainy and miserable. I was like, didn't even get a chance to go to the Atlantic City, to the shore and to the beach and all that stuff, because it was just gloomy and damp. There was only one day that it actually was not sunny, and I decided to get my ass out there and try to shoot some hoops and play some basketball. Wrong answer on that one. But anyway, I wasn't too thrilled about Atlantic City. It was my first time ever going to that area, and I can't really say a lot of big because the weather wasn't hitting. But plus, I was looking forward to going to Miami anyway, so I just balled out there and did what I had to do, and then flew right down to MIA, yo. Had a great time. Like I said, shout out to the people in Miami. Love coming home, love feeling at home. Great time. So I didn't have a chance to catch my breath. As soon as I got back from Miami, I'm off to D.C. for 10 days. And the nation's capital, they grind hard up there. They grind hard. Shout out to my folks. Met up with some of my old Army buddies. What up to E-Dub? What up to my boy Steph? I hope all the things good. Them boys up there balling. They killing them up there. Shout out to the DMV. They're definitely doing their thing up there. So D.C. is wonderful. D.C. is grinding. You know, you come up there with a purpose. You come up there to grind. You know, the cost of living is expensive, but you know you're getting that paper up there in D.C. D.C. is a whole new different thing. You know, Atlanta's Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I love Miami. D.C. is grind. D.C., but they ball hard and they ball harder. You know, I don't know if I could stay in D.C. I love to come to visit, and I did get shout out to my fam. I did visit some family while I was up there, had a wonderful and great time. It was so beautiful going back up there. Seeing the family and embracing that love, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. It felt really good. You know, family's been up there for almost 20 years. So it was great to go up to the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. The only thing I got to say is y'all transit system is screwed. It is absolutely screwed. It's screwed. It's ridiculous. They was firing managers. It was ridiculous. I couldn't imagine. They fired 20 managers like on a Friday. It was ridiculous. So y'all Metro, oh, my God. Ooh, Lord. Packed like some sardines. But it was crazy. It was crazy. But I had a great time up in D.C. and did my time, did my 10 days, and now I'm back home in the ATL about to give you that rough, rugged, and raw. So in conclusion, I had a great time traveling. But it feels just good to be back in the A, especially for Memorial Day, being a fellow veteran myself. It was good to come back on Memorial Day and to see and appreciate all the love that I got. I was at the gas station this past weekend just pumping some gas, and a man came up to me and shook my hand and said thank you for your service and gave me a salute. And I was like, wow, you know. So it really feels good to be a veteran and be appreciated, because I know my predecessors didn't get the love they got for being in the military. So shout out to all my fam out there, my military family out there, holding it down, doing what they got to do. Much love. And, you know, every day should be Memorial Day, if you know what I mean. So I know, fam, I've been talking and talking and talking and talking, and I didn't even talk about any subjects I'm going to get into. But don't you worry. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. I'm definitely going to get into some subjects. I'm going, you know, it wouldn't be Dirty After Dark if I didn't get into no subjects. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to jump into a little bit of flirting. I'm going to get into personal questions that women ask, and I'm going to answer them. I'm also going to get into a little later in the show the art of kissing, good kisses and bad kisses, how to be a gentleman, and why do men pull away, okay? So, hey, I'll be right back on that Rough, Rugged, and Raw 924 Network. It's your boy. It's your boy, J. Flizzle, J. Floyd. I'll holla. Hey, it's your boy, J. Flizzle, J. Floyd, and I'm back for some Dirty After Dark, giving you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. So I try to do a little sweet transition, R. Kelly, T-Pain, and T.I. talking about I'm a flirt. So people have asked me, are you a flirt? And I humbly say, yes, I am. But there's an art of flirting, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Flirting is fun, okay? It's kind of like it's an icebreaker, and it's just whether you're interested romantically or not, it's like banter. It's like a mystery, you know? And most of all, you know, it's fun when someone flirts back with you. And first of all, flirting should be natural. It should flow. You shouldn't have to, you know, you shouldn't have to try so hard or try to construct a flirting conversation. It should just flow off the, you know, whatever they say. You sort of give that innuendo. We sort of give that mystery, you know, kind of give them that, you know, said that subtlety without being blatant. And that's what flirting is. Flirting is subtle. Flirting is subtlety. Some people can't flirt. Some people are just blunt. Some people are just blatant. Some people are obvious. And then there are certain people like myself who like to give a little mystery, like to give a little intrigue, a little suspense. And that's the art of flirting. And you should be able, a good flirt, you should be able to just, your talk should be free-flowing. Your talk should be effervescent. It should be full of life. When you're flirting, you're involved in a flirt in different ways. It's not just, people think flirting is all sexual innuendos, and it's not. It's mental connection. It's an emotional connection. It's a spiritual connection when you're flirting. Sometimes the flirt is subconscious at times. Sometimes you do it, and it's not even, it's funny people think that the flirting is all about what you say. Flirting is so much more. So flirting is about body language. It's about, you know, eye contact. It's about certain movements, you know, from a glance to the way you position yourself in front of someone, to just the way you could actually touch someone or inadvertently touch someone. It's so much more than just, you know, speaking your mind or saying what you want to say. It can be subconscious at times in the body language, but it can be conscious at other times when you want someone to get your attention. You know, women, ladies, you do it all the time. Sometimes you might want to stick your chest out so you can let the girls, let the fellas see how beautiful your girls are, something that, you know, men may like. If you're a guy, sometimes, you know, you just came from the gym and you want to flex a little bit. You know, you want to flex a little bit, flex your muscles a little bit just to give that built appearance. So, you know, flirting has been around for a long time. So if somebody asks me if I'm a flirt, you know, flirting is fun. Flirting it's not serious, and it can lead to serious things, but it gives you that window, that open window to be fun, be spontaneous, be curious, but don't put a lot of energy, a lot of emotion into a relationship. Just be fun, and if it develops into a relationship, that's great. If it doesn't, then that's fine. If it just stays in friend mode, that's fine too. You know, one thing about flirting, it gives people the option. So, yeah, I just got a message on that. I had to speak on the flirt. And people say, are you a flirt? No, I do flirt. But my flirts are subtle. My flirts are you know, I say more relaxed. Nothing that's overly over the top. So, shout out to all my flirts out there. Make it do what it do. So, these are some questions, ladies, that you need to ask a guy. You know, probably a guy that you know, not just some random guy. Some guy, you know, and preferably if y'all have had some alcoholic beverages that you just might want to ask to get to know men in general. You know, you ladies are very inquisitive creatures. And sometimes, you know, men can be perplexing. So it's good to know about a man. You know, I get questions all the time, you know, how do men think? You know, think like a man type of situation. So when you get a open-minded, carefree, you know, secure man like myself who doesn't mind answering questions and don't feel it's too embarrassing, you know, I don't have a problem answering questions. You know, when the key to asking questions like this is you should keep them light, you should keep them funny, and it shouldn't be definitely non-threatening. You shouldn't have to make this, you shouldn't have to say it's directly meant towards you. Just keep an open mind. So with that being said, ladies, here are some of the questions you can ask a guy friend, a guy that you're flirting with, a guy that you're interested, or just an open-minded guy, and get your opinion on. So here's easily some very funny, light questions you can ask a guy. First question, why do men masturbate? Because we like it. Who doesn't like self-pleasure? And I talked about this on one of my previous shows. If y'all don't, how can you, ladies, how can you possibly know how to please yourself? I mean, how can you possibly know how to please someone else if you don't know how to please yourself? So self-pleasure should be the first pleasure. And it shouldn't just be sexual. It should be emotional. It should be spiritual. It should be mental. So you got to learn how to please yourself first. And once you figured out how to please yourself, I guarantee you'll be able to please that special someone. Another light question. Why do guys pee outside? A, because we can. B, because y'all can't. C, because we find availability. We can go behind any tree, wall, or whatnot and handle our business. Where are you ladies? Y'all need a little bit more closed caption. A little closed environment. But, you know, men don't need, when you're out camping or at a park or something, men don't need a bathroom. We can just do what we do. So, so it's just kind of things we do. So here's some other crazy questions that men do. Why do men feel it's necessary to follow their balls? Well, lady, it's a positioning thing. It really has no prelude to any sexual intercourse, by no means. It's a positioning thing. Brothers who have the genitalia that they got, that the testes, they got to let them hang. And sometimes they're hanging in the wrong places. They are, so we kind of shift them to the side, and we kind of move them to get them in a better place. So that's why men supposedly follow their balls. It's not because of the fact that we're aroused by any means. We're just trying to shift them. What do we talk about? It says, what do we really think about during sex? Oh, man, good question. What we think about during sex is, you know, and you got to understand, you got a man, when you got mature men who know themselves and know what they're capable of doing, they're not necessarily looking about trying to please themselves as much as trying to please that woman. They're trying to figure out, you know, what turns her on. You know, if she likes kissing, then do you want to continue kissing and where to continue kissing? And how much, and, you know, does she like it hard? Does she like it soft? Does she like it fast? Does she like it slow? We're thinking about all those things. We're thinking about how to please her, how to keep her satisfied, you know, what's next to make her toes curl, you know, what's next to keep her, you know, soft and wet. So that's what we're thinking about during sex, you know. And for the brothers who like that, have that prematurity, they're thinking about baseball and all kind of crazy stuff, so they won't have to, you know, have a quick orgasm. But for the other guys, like I said, we're thinking about further ways to please your woman. So, question. It says, have you ever felt bad about a one-night stand? Well, you know, and I can say this, that, you know, up until, you know, I prided myself on never really having one-night stands because it was my ego that I felt that if I'm good as a man, as a lover, as a person, there would be more than just one time. And I stand on that. I don't, not to say I haven't had one-night stands, but I believe that if I'm doing the best that I can as a not only mentally but sexually, then there'll be more than just one time. Now, that'd be a situation where, you know, you meet a person, you get to know them, and things develop. And, you know, but if it's worth it, you want to do it again. So I want to say feel bad. Now, that'd be a situation where you have, you know, really encounter someone. Y'all have an intimate encounter, and due to situations or moving, and you don't get to see them again. Yeah, because you ever wanted, you know, you want to do it again, and you feel bad about it. But if you're doing your job and she's doing her job, there's not going to be another one-night stand. It's going to be, no, I'm sorry, they're going to be two nights, three nights, you know, 20 nights. Crazy questions. Have you ever slept with a hooker? Nope. Why should I have to pay for it? Crazy as hell. At what age did you start your sexual experience? Good Lord, I was a horny little devil at the age of like 10. Good Lord. I mean, that's when we had porno magazines and VHS tapes. Trust me, I learned a lot doing those things. What feels better, sexual intercourse or oral sex? Come on, that's a mixed bag. Oral is wonderful, but the actual intense inside the lovemaking situation is best. So if I had to say it, there's nothing wrong with the perfect blowjob, but my boys say they want to be in the cut any day of the week. Is the phrase happy wife, happy life true to you? Yes, it is. The best way to keep yourself happy, fellas, is to make sure that your woman is on top. And if she's feeling good, I guarantee it, bros, you feel good. Trust and believe, you will definitely, definitely feel good. And the last question is, do guys want a good girl or a freak in the sheets? Yes, absolutely, all day long. We want both. We want a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Every man wants the good girl. Every man wants that good girl in public and that bad girl in private, that porn star in private and that school teacher that in public. Everybody wants that. Every man wants that. No man wants his boo, his woman, to be exploitative in the streets and then be timid in the bedroom. You know, every man wants that, quote-unquote, Nicki Minaj in the bedroom, but not necessarily out in the streets. There's nothing wrong with your woman being super hot, and I'm going to talk about that if I get a chance. Fellas, what do you do when you're dating a hot chick? But there's nothing wrong with dating a very attractive woman, but just because she's attractive, she doesn't have to be exploitative. And save that exploitation for the bedroom. You know, she can give the world a tease, but then she gets home and give you a show. So those are just the little things, personal questions, ladies, that you can ask guys that you know, not just some random guys you meet at the bar. They may or may not take offense to that, but some guys that you've known and, you know, maybe some a little alcohol and you can do what you got to do. So I got about 5 more minutes, so I want to jump on this other one. A lot of my callers and listeners have asked me ways that these men nowadays can be gentlemen and to keep their women happy. And fellas, this is to my boys. I got 5 minutes, so I'm going to tell you. Fellas, these are some of the basics to keep your woman happy and how to be a man, how to be a gentleman. First thing you want to do, fellas, is be attentive, okay? There's nothing that keeps a woman smiling. It's just to be attentive to her needs. What that means, just holding the door for her, giving her a kiss for no random reason, just giving her a kiss. When you come by, she could be washing dishes. She could be folding clothes. If you give her a subtle kiss for no reason, she's asking, why are you doing that? Just because. Oh, my God. Panties getting wet. Just treat her as if she is the highest priority, fellas, and you will always have her. Okay? Another thing, keep promises. Okay? Or if you can't, don't make promises at all. A woman hates when you break a promise. Now, there are situations that you can't avoid, you know, personal situations. But if you're going to keep a promise, if you're going to make a promise, keep it. If you're going to put her, you know, get her hopes set up, if y'all are going to say y'all going to go out of town, if you say you're going to do these things and you don't keep those promises, she looks less upon you. And that looks real childish and immature. Another thing which women really, really, really want you to do is be open and be honest. Men, you're visual thinkers, but women are all about communication. Opening up and telling her about your work, your friends, your family, and your innermost thoughts and feelings is a positive, positive thing. And it's better than just giving her some flowers. When you open up to your woman, when you open up to a woman and you give her that inner self to you, she's more apt to give herself to you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and you two have a bond. You know, that closed-minded individual guy, the guy who shelters himself and doesn't really want to express himself, is really not that guy that women are going to find appealing and attractive. So keep that in mind. You know, sometimes, fellas, you just got to have the courage to tell her there's something. Tell her there's something that she needs to know. And I say that as you need to be able to talk to a woman open-mindedly and tell her things and inform her of things, and not should be dictating or yelling or trying to impose your will. You should be able to talk to your woman and talk to a woman with sense and sensibility, with rationality, and with logic. I know things can flip, and don't try to do that, fellas, when you're in an argument, because that's going to sound very resentful. It's going to sound very dominating and dictating, and they're not going to take heed to it. But when you want to talk to your woman and you talk to somebody and really try to express yourself and tell them how you feel, talk to them in a more sensible way. Hell, take them out to dinner or do something, or go out and have some fun, and then just bring up discussions like that. Women really appreciate it. Sometimes, fellas, you just got to show her that you can blow off some steam and have some fun. Fellas, have some fun. It's nothing wrong being like a kid. It's nothing wrong being childish at some point and just, you know, going out to the carnival, going out to the fair, going and having an improv picnic. Man, you want to really, really make her freaking day? Why don't you just improv, go by the job, and just take her out to lunch, you know? Or you bring the lunch. You pack the lunch, bring the lunch, and just you and her have an impromptu picnic outside the lawn or something like that. Do something fun, fellas. They love that. Ladies will tell you they get bored very easily. Have fun with your woman. Make her your partner, your best friend, and just have fun. Okay? Another thing real quick. Be her rock when things get rough. When she's going through a crisis, work, family, friends, be that rock. Be that person she can come to. Be that person she can depend on. Be that person that she fell in love with. You know, if you can't be that person that she needs and just to talk to, then you know, you're not going to – she's put it this way, if you don't do it, then I guarantee she's going to go to somebody else, my brothers, okay? Please believe that, all right? And one more thing before the break. Fellas, just be a gentleman. Be a gentleman. I know that's hard. I know it may sound easy, but it really is. But fellas don't even take that in consideration of being a gentleman. Treating a woman like she is, giving her a sense of independence and catering to her when the mood is right, showing, giving her an enormous signs of respect. That's what being a gentleman is all about. If you do that, then she'll go that extra mile for you. Treat her with respect, and I guarantee you, she will give it to you tenfold. All right? Those are just a few things, just a few minor small details on how to be a gentleman. Hey, I'm about to take a quick commercial break, but when I come back from the break, we're going to get rough, rugged, and raw. You know, that third segment is always on point. Only on that Dirty After Dark, the 924. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. I'll holla.
I wanna freak you.
We're back. Give me that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. It's your boy J Flizzle, J Floyd, on that 924 network, Dirty After Dark. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm just freaking you. So, before the break, I was talking about to my man, I'm to my fellas, about how do you deal with a hot woman. So I got about 15 minutes left, and I got to talk about that. I got to talk about a couple of things for the ladies, and I'm going to talk about kissing. So I'm going to try to do that, and in Blog Talk, don't kick me off. I'm going to try. If I go a little long, then please understand. So, fellas, you know, when you're dating a woman, we think they're hot because we're dating them, but society may think they're hot, hotter, whatever. So how do you deal with a hot woman? How do you deal with a hot girlfriend, a hot person, when dating a hot woman? Fellas, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. But on the other hand, you know, there could be some difficulties from time to time. But there's ways that you can deal with this, fellas. And the first thing you do is to get your head out of the gutter, get your head out of your butt, and just appreciate her. But appreciate her for her inner beauty. Yes, this woman may be drop-dead gorgeous and has some beautiful green eyes, right? And all men do is compliment her beautiful green eyes. She knows she has beautiful green eyes. But, fella, look beyond those green eyes. See the fact that she does have a strong mind, a good spirit, a good nature, a good personality. She's not a B-I-T-C-H. You know, that's what you got to do when dealing with a woman that the society deems has got exceptional beauty. Pay attention to the people that are checking her out. Pay attention to who's looking at her. Are more men looking at her or more women looking at her? You know, just because other people are taking interest in her physical appearance doesn't mean that she's looking elsewhere. You know, she gets that attention. You know, it's not her fault that she was blessed with an endowment on top, you know, just blessed with those beautiful mammary glands or those gorgeous cheekbones or those, you know, awesome legs or that booty from hell or whatever. So be a gentleman. And then, you know what, fellas, talk to her about that. Talk to her. Open up. Talk to her about those things. You'll be surprised that you find, I find a lot of women that said they could be in places and men are intimidated to talk to them because just because of their physical appearance, they think that they're unapproachable. All men don't want to talk to me because of what I look like. You know how much that does? Hot chicks. A lot of those women have insecure issues. They're insecure because men are intimidated by them. Men are afraid to approach them. So talk to them about that. You know, here's another thing, fellas, real quick. Don't watch other people when you go out. I mean, don't worry about what other people are looking at. Don't worry about that. You with her, you're having a good time. She wants to spend quality time with you. Don't worry about it. Okay? Another thing you need to know, she makes you look good too. You could be a freaking Adonis, but when you with this goddamn Venus, this Venus, she's going to make you look good regardless. Okay? Real quick, fellas, don't try to change her. Don't try to tell her, you know, what she can and cannot wear and, you know, she can do this with makeup or without makeup. Just let her be her. She's gotten along, you know, this long without you. I'm sure you can do it, bro. And the last thing is to trust her, bro. Just trust her. She sees something in you that she finds appealing, romantic, caring, and loving, and she wants to spend quality time with you. Not the countless other men and women who find her attractive. So just love her for just being her, okay? So now to my ladies. Ladies, I know I've been getting this question, ladies, so I need to jump on this real quick. Ladies have asked me why men pull away. And I'm about to tell you the reasons why men pull away, and I'm going to tell you your responses, okay? Men so-called pull away for different reasons. men are intricate creatures as well, ladies. Men do not communicate in the same manner as women, which leave women scrambling their heads of fear and worry. We don't respond the way that you respond to things. Here's some of the things that I found out that men, some of the reasons why men pull away. Men can pull away because, ladies, this is not a knock on you. This is just what how men think in certain areas. Men say that you're too pushy. You're sometimes with ladies, you're coming on too strong, and he's just not in the same place of the relationship, so he feels like he should start to withdraw a little bit. Guys don't like feeling pressured. Women are talking about in 6 months. I was approached by a woman years ago. A woman said, we started dating. She said, in 6 months, we need to be married. What? In 6 months, we need to be married. I've heard women tell me, hey, if we start dating, I know in 2 years we got to be married. I mean, I understand if the relationship's going fine, but there are going to be some bumps in the road. But don't you think 6 months is a little bit too soon? So men pull away. And the answer to that, ladies, when men start to pull away, is to stop being so aggressive. Pull back. Give them some time. Give them some space to figure out what's going on without asking him all the questions and all the accusations. If you push him too far, you're going to lose him. If you take some of that pressure off him, he just may find his way back, okay? Sometimes men pull away and pull back because he lacks the skills to effectively communicate. Not all men and women, but not all men are open-minded and expressive towards their feelings, okay? Some men are closed-minded. Some men don't know how to express themselves, okay? They may not even be aware of what's going on or how to explain it, or even how to fix it. Sometimes they lack the capacity of expressing themselves. And I know this is something it's difficult to deal with. And the answer to that, beautiful ladies, is sometimes all you need is give them a little coaxing to figure out what's going on. You know, it's like you want them to ride the bike, but sometimes instead of riding the bike, just give them a little training wheel. Sometimes he's been, you know, maybe because his situation with his mother or his situation with a family member, he may not be able to express himself as the way you want him to. You just need to give him a little coaching, give him a little time, work with him, and eventually he'll express himself to the way that is acceptable for you, ladies. Another reason, ladies, why men pull away is because he just lost attraction. Now, there could be a lot of different reasons on that. At the beginning of the relationship, all the man could do is dream about having sex with you. At this point in the relationship, this brain releases this hormone called dopamine, and that's why he's always dreaming about you. But you know what, ladies, after about 3 or 4 months, however, the brain's production of dopamine wears off. It's just like a drug. And this is perfectly normal, ladies, perfectly normal. It's not that he's not attracted to you. It's just that you're starting to do the same things repetitively. Now, the answer to this, baby, the answer to these beautiful questions, ladies, is to just go out there and just bring that magic back into the relationship, especially in the sex department. If things are just getting kind of dull and humdrum, spice it up. Do more things that's going to stimulate his mind and his penis, and everything will work out. You know, if that means spicing up the bedroom, that means wearing more lingerie, if that means, you know, doing more spontaneous things, that'll do it, beautiful. That will definitely spice him. That'll basically spice things up. Another reason why he can be pulled away, he can be stressed out at work. Men are not like women. We are not multitaskers, ladies. We go straight ahead. We knock out a project. We finish it up, and we go to the next one. You ladies can handle 20 different things at 20 different times and all get them accomplished on time. Men are not like that. So, ladies, when we're starting to pull away because we're stressed out and we're going through some situations at work, don't make the situation worse by putting more on a man's plate. Give him some time to work out his issues so then he can focus his time on you. The more pressure you put on him, it's going to be overloading him, and he's going to wind up completely breaking it off. Okay? Last but not least, the reason why he may pull away because he has a low self-esteem. He may feel like he's inadequate financially, educationally, professionally, spiritually, emotionally, sexually. So, you know, men have inadequacies or feelings of inadequacy as well. So in those situations, ladies, you just need to just reassure him that everything's going to be okay. Being his support system, like I mentioned before about men being that rock towards women. Women, sometimes you got to be that rock towards men. If he feels inadequate due to financial situations, then encourage him to find a better job that he likes to do, that he's happy with. Or if he feels like he's inadequate in the sexual department, work with him sexually and let him know that things are going to be okay, especially if you care for him. So if he's not inadequate, if he feels inadequate in intelligence or educational department, encourage him to go back to school and be more supportive towards him. So there's different things you can do, ladies. There's definitely different things you can do. So those are just a few things, ladies, that if you see that the person that you're feeling is pulling away from you, there's some things you can definitely address. So I got a few more minutes left, and I want to talk about kissing real quick on the Dirty After Dark show with your boy J. Floyd. Oh, the art of the kiss. I love kissing. I do. And there's certain ways, I'm going to give you certain ways to kiss and certain ways not to kiss, fellas. And this goes out to my ladies, too. All right? As far as finding that perfect kiss, you must always know when the time is right. You'll know when the time is right. You'll know, not that awkward moment after your first date that you try to want to kiss her. You want to probably give that time before the kiss, before that end of the date. Maybe that kiss on the back of the neck or that kiss on her hand. But, you know, ladies and fellas, make sure when you kiss, it's sad to say, it's like I'm giving an educational class. Fellas, make sure you tilt the head slightly to one side, either left or right. Don't kiss like front of each other. Apply a little bit of pressure. Gently touch your lips. You know, really get that vibe in, you know. Now, here's some gross things. Fellas, don't you just hate that open mouth kiss when you're kissing a chick and she wants to completely try to swallow your lips? Or ladies, when that guy just wants to just suck your lips off, you know? And there's the closed mouth kiss where, you know, like you're trying to kiss just can't even open your mouth. Just like it's all scrunched up and everything. There's that woodpecker kiss. Like it's like a pecking. What are we, birds? And then, the slobbering wet kiss. Where you feel like you're going to kiss somebody and you feel like you got drool all down your neck. Now, to each his own, but they got that biting kiss. How they want to kiss you and before you know it, they're just like tugging on your top and bottom lip. Now, maybe doing some intimacy. Some people like that tongue sucking kiss. Where you're kissing on somebody, you just start sucking on their tongue a little bit. So, here's another one that I found very, very bad. A lot of the bros and a lot of the ladies tell me, got that brother? Ladies, I know you feel like when you're giving that brother that kiss and he's got that bad breath. Like, damn, bruh. I know we just ain't, put some gum in your mouth before you try to give me a kiss. Also, you got the kissers who want to start kissing in your ear and start putting their tongue all in your ear. As sloppy as it may be, you know, there's a time and a place for that. Those are there's plenty of bad kisses. So when it comes down to kissing, my fans, my family, my freaks. Know when the time is right. Know when you press your lips up against that person. Put that emotion in that feeling. Be tender. Be strong. Be emotional. Be supportive. And that kiss is going to take you a long way. I guarantee it. Okay? So stop all that slobber kissing and tongue pulling and all that craziness, all right? So I want to say I have had so much fun doing this. I had a great time on Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio 924, your boy Jay Flizzle on this Dirty After Dark. I got to do this more often. I need to do this more often. I feel so good. Shout out to all my people listening, all my fans listening, all my friends listening. Support me. Put it out there. Let everybody know what's going on. Support your boy. And let's make it happen. All right? Just want to say I thank you and I love y'all. And look out for another episode of Dirty After Dark with your boy Jay Floyd. And on that, I'll holla.